I try to do it once a week. And I wrote a blog post last week, and I titled it, "For You, Dear Reader, With Love." And so Russ liked it, and he asked me to break down each section of what I wrote and talk a little bit about why I wrote what I wrote. And then he asked me to make a declaration out of each section as well. And so last week, or before, I asked the Lord to, I want to take my shoes off. I asked the Lord to, I was telling the Lord, I was like, you know what? I want to write a blog post about my readers. I want it to be about them. I don't want to always talk about, you know, what I'm doing or just me, you know? So I asked him before I left for D.C. I was like, okay, so you got to help me think of something because I don't know what to do. And it was really cool because I thought naively that I was going to write this blog post while I was in D.C., but it just doesn't work out like that when you're visiting family and friends and all. So I came back, and on Facebook, they had the section that says, like, your memories from how many ever years ago, whatever. And apparently, I think the year before, I had written this, I don't even know what to call it, but I started out saying, like, this is my prayer for you. And I wrote, like, all these different, like, kind of bullet points or whatever of prayer for the person. I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. So I took that and I added to it, and that became my post. And so I'm not going to read the first part of it because I pretty much just told you. So I'm just going to go through it, you know, so like bear with me and just like kind of scattered and weird. So I said, I speak peace and joy over you. No matter what is going on in your life and around you, may you always remember that you are never alone, never without options, fully surrounded and deeply loved. May every trial you face push you further into the arms of your Father until the enemy refuses to waste any effort and or resources targeting you. You know, people like to talk about, like, I know I was taught that, like, the higher you go, the whole greater level, greater devil, and it sounds so spiritual, and, you know, and all. And I'm like today, I'm like, no thanks, you can keep that. I love the idea of transcending
Amen.
The enemy's schemes, and even like getting to a point where it's like I'm torturing him. Like, you know, like I love that verse. Like, I consider it's 1 Corinthians 2. I'm so proud I wrote notes because I can never remember. But anyway, so 1 Corinthians 2:8, it says, "But the rulers of this world would not have understood it," meaning would not, yeah. So anyway, "but the rulers of this world have not understood it," meaning the wisdom that is the mystery of God. "If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." Someone once said, it was like as if Jesus said, you think I gave you trouble, you know, to the enemy while I was here, you know, casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead. Well, I'm going to go. And I'm going to leave like millions behind that are just like me. So you think you had trouble with me? Yeah, watch out. And like that's exciting. That's like really exciting to me that we get to show him, you know, we get to torture him and mess with him. And it's all coming from this place of just love and peace and yes. joy. And it's like, what a way to sing it to him, you know? Yeah. So here's the declaration. So repeat after me. peace, joy, and rest are mine.
Peace, joy, and rest are mine.
I am never alone.
I am never alone.
Never without options.
Never without options.
I am fully surrounded and deeply loved.
I am fully surrounded and deeply loved.
Because I can.
Because I can.
I give the enemy constant bouts of depression.
Come on.
Okay, so the next one, it says, I command healing over your body from top to bottom. His blood flows through your veins. You are his family, And because healing is the children's bread, eat up and savor every morsel, dear one. I decree that not only are you healed, but you are transitioning to walking in divine health. Because as a child of God, it is your right. It's your inheritance. Jesus left no one sick. His will is always that you be healed. So I declare over you that you are healed in Jesus' name. So like this thing of family history and genetics, it like pisses me off, right? Because like my mom is really like a stickler for anything go wrong, she's like at the doctor and all. And I'm like quite the opposite and all, because I'm into the more natural stuff and everything. And she was like, oh, no, this one had cancer, this one had cancer, I had cancer, you gotta watch out. I'm like, no thanks, I ain't in your family no more. Like, you know, it's not like disrespectful kind of thing, but I'm like, it's his blood. So like, no thanks. I don't operate like that
That's
anymore.
Great.
Then I tell her that too, but you know, it hasn't sunk in, but I'm like, I'm telling her that all the time. I'm like, no. And so here's the declaration for that. I reject all ideas of being predisposed to health issues because of my family history. I hold fast to the truth, which is that by His stripes I am healed. I walk in divine health. Okay, so the next one says, I speak encounters with the person of love over you, knowing that perfect love casts out all fear. And I pray that you would give the enemy nothing to agree with in your life, thereby giving him no room to enter in and run rampant. So, what was I going to say about this? I wrote down about Andrew Womack. I love him. My friend Jackie that comes here sometimes told me about him many years ago. His like, you talk about having a shift, you know, in your thinking and all. So he talked about, he did this interesting teaching, and I can't like go into it and all, but he was talking about like, he's like, who created the devil? And in the end, it was us. Like God created Lucifer, and we created the enemy. And it is like really like crazy teaching and all. And it's basically how like God gave us authority, you know. And, I mean, it was Adam and Eve. Let's blame them for real, because it was them. We weren't there. So you know, He gave them like complete authority. And then you know, this fool walks in, and they're like, "Oh, here you go." Oh my God. Like they gave it all to Him. And this is how like because Jesus came and all, like He gave it back to us. But we have a way by our words and deeds and all kinds of just, you know, we let Him back in, we give it back. You know, like you take this, you know, and then had a nerve to get upset when things go wrong. Jesus, so yeah, we gotta get that together. So here's the declaration. Because God's love abides in me.
Because God's love abides in me.
I have no fear.
I have no fear.
I leave no welcome mats.
I leave no welcome mats.
Near the doors of my heart.
Near the doors of my heart.
Or life.
Or life.
For the enemy to enter in.
For the enemy to enter in.
And I enjoy regular encounters.
With God
that leave me whacked
and more in love with Him
each day. Okay, so the next one. I decree that all chains and strongholds over your life are broken and destroyed. I love, somebody told us one time, she was like, when you break strongholds, she was like, I like to go further and say they're destroyed too. Because sometimes when you break something, somebody will come with some glue and put that thing right back together. No, you want that thing decimated.
Yes.
You don't want any remnants of it. You want that like crushed powder and like, you know, gone in the wind like a fart. Like, you know? So like, you don't have that thing. So I let it go. You know? So Russell flipped. Oh my God. So I said,
I thought I was
you finished. Are free. You are free to be you without apology. Fully being you and being who you were called to be before the foundations of the earth.
Come on.
So I put on here, I was given a lot of stupid that was never mine to begin with. And the latest stupid that I realized I was given centered around my complexion. I was telling Evie the other day, and I was livid. Like, I was really mad because I'm sitting on my bed. Oh, Deb sent me these pictures of Jeshua and from eating cake or something here. And the pictures were so cute. And I'm looking at them like, kids, like, really cute. And lately, like, a lot of people have been complimenting me, like, oh, your skin is so beautiful and all. And it's not like I thought I was like an ogre or anything before, but I just didn't really think of myself. And I remember, because of things that happened over the weekend with family, that I was kind of taught to not like my skin color. Like, there's this thing, of course, like in the, well, actually I know this in several like cultures where the lighter you are, the better, right? And so my family, on this one side of my family, there's a lot of dark skinned people, and I mean like really dark, right? And so when you're a kid and you're the lighter one and you're growing up and everybody, okay, this aunt and grandmother are always like, oh, look at this one. They're so beautiful. It has a beautiful chocolate so-and-so. And I'm looking at my hands and all, because I can't see my face. And I don't look like them. You learn that, like, you're not so beautiful, you know? And so, like, that started to stick and all. And then I had this one girlfriend that I could see the beauty in the darker persons, but not myself. I couldn't really, like, see it like that. And so it was like a very strange kind of thing and all that I like developed because of my aunt and then my grandmother. Oh my God, I gotta tell this story. Then my grandmother, one time, my cousin, my grandmother had no idea that these characters were actual characters, right? My cousin and I are playing, and my cousin is dark skin, and he's like, I'm the Black Avenger. And I was like, and I'm the brown something. My grandmother comes in and she's like, no, you're the brown nothing. That's what you are, the brown nothing. And I'm like, okay. And then when I got home from where her house that day, my mom is like, so what did you learn today? And I said, well, I'm a brown nothing. And she's like, what? Because my mother didn't do any of that. Even though she is dark skinned, she didn't do any of that at all. And so, like, it's like I learned that because I didn't look like the rest of them, I didn't make the cut. You know, I didn't make the cut at all. And I found this weekend, I ended up, something interesting happened. I was around that aunt, and we were at a cookout, and there was a little boy running around, and I saw the back of him. She's like, oh my God, you gotta see that kid right there. He is gorgeous. He is a gorgeous little chocolate. She always chocolate, always chocolate. But anyway, so she's like, he's a gorgeous little chocolate boy. And so I'm looking, and I see the back of him, and then eventually I see him, and the boy is gorgeous. And so when I saw him, but I was like, oh wow, he is. You know, and then, but it was almost like I had to go and tell her, yes, I agree with you. He is gorgeous. And, you know, and it's like, what am I doing? Like, you know, like, that little boy over there sleep, he gorgeous. This little one right there, he gorgeous too. Like, you kidding me? I'm gorgeous. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it was weird. And I started getting pissed off because I'm like, what in the world? Like, that's not even my stuff. That's her stuff. Because obviously, somebody, you know, in her life told her that she was, you know, Black this, that, or the other, and she took all that in, so she, here you go. And I'm like, oh, thank you. No. Like, you know, that's, oh, it's so stupid. So, declaration. whom the sun sets free.
The sun sets free.
Is free indeed.
It's free indeed.
So I declare,
that
I am free.
I am free.
All right, so the next one. I decree that your mind is being daily renewed in such a way that you don't suffer from that old, ugly, orphan spirit. I decree that you walk in an ever-increasing measure of revelation regarding who you are and whose you are, so that you are free from being critical, bitter, depressed, worn down, and lonely. The truth is, you are loved with an everlasting love, fully surrounded and cherished, just for being. There is nothing that you can do to make God love you or value you any more or any less. So I declare that the religious spirit is not a part of your life, making you think you must do something in order to gain something from the Lord. Before you knew him, he loved you. He chose you. He appointed you. He called you. Before you were born, he died for you, and he gave you his all. You did nothing to deserve it or earn it. He did it because he loves you. He did. So, all throughout my life, I had these points where I wish that I could touch people and transfer things to them. Labor would be a good one, right? Maybe have my husband touch my hand and he, this is what you're going through, you know. But I've always wanted to do stuff like that, because sometimes it's you tell somebody something and they seem to get it, but then they go right back to their old, way of thinking. It's I need you to get this. I want you to get this. I want you to, I really have this thing where I look at people that are struggling with just being so critical and bitter and just I'm like, oh God, what happened? What happened to you? That made this, And I just want them to get past it. And so for those people, it's I wish I could just touch them and ding, they're fine. They know, And that's just something that I think about at times. But the declaration is,
in all things, at all times,
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have to remind myself of that, especially now. Being pregnant, you forget stuff. And I've even coined this term. I call it, people say pregnancy brain. I don't like that. I like pregnancy. So I have to tell myself over and over again, no, I do not have pregnancy. I have the mind of Christ. I remember things.
There you go.
This next one. I declare that you are as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. You don't easily fall for the enemy's tricks to get your focus off God and onto yourself and your faults. If your focus shifts to your faults and makes you feel like you're back to square one, just the sinner saved by grace, I ask that Holy Spirit will pull you back from that religious way of thinking. You are the righteousness of God in Jesus now. No longer a sinner, no longer a slave to sin. Your focus is ever on your Father and his immense love for you. No distractions. When you focus on you in this way, you're missing out on what God has for you and what you are to give others around you. This is actually self-centered and is not at all as holy as it seems. The Father does not want us beating up ourselves over sin. He doesn't do this to us. He paid for every single one of our sins long before we were born. Focusing on your shortcomings does not help you to get better, as what you focus on in your life is what's going to expand in your life.
That's right.
Focus on the Father, confess all to him, and allow him to change your focus. Be filled and stay filled with all that he has for you. I'm sometimes surrounded by Christians who seem stuck in that sinner saved by grace thing. And they just seem to always be preoccupied with their sin. It's they have this thing of, I don't really care, right? But sometimes, when I want to share stuff, I'm like, Okay. But so one time though, we went to this church and it was funny because I was like wanting to, you know, you go when you go back to some of the old churches and they have that religious spirit there and all, you don't want to be disrespectful. You don't want to go in all judgy with judgeston and you know you all, you know, and all. So I went in and I was like, okay, you know, yeah, I feel this and it's like really nasty and all, but I'm here, so whatever. And as I'm there, the preacher guy, he's like, so I want everybody to stand up and turn around and kneel in front of your chair and, you know, go down, you know. And so we all did it. And he's like, you know, because you're just, you're horrible. You're just awful. The sins that you commit each and every day. And, you know, when your heavenly Father loves you and this is how you repay him or whatever. And he's like, confess your sins. Open your mouth now. Confess your sins. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, whatever I did wrong, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry, you know. And so he starts naming sins. And so he's like, you know when you went to work today and you stole that pen? And I was like, yes, Lord, I'm sorry. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't have a job. I don't work. And I'm like, this dude is crazy. Like, you know, and so I was just like, oh my God, what is this? And so, and there's another circle that I won't leave. Anyway, another circle that I have been in, I'll say. And they do this thing sometimes where they like, I was like, okay, everybody stand up. And something like, okay, so, you know, everybody messes up, you know, sometimes. Everybody messes up. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And then they're like, and it's a trip. Because it seems like the person always looks straight at me, right? And they're like, so you messed up today, right? Everybody raise your hand if you messed up today. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, because I'm not, that my mind is not there. My mind is not, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not stupid. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm just not like, oh yeah, I kicked that girl in the face. Like, you know, come on. You know, that's not my focus. And so when they're looking at, like, everybody's raising their hand, and I'm just like, because I don't know what I did. Like, I don't know, you know? And I'm not raising my hand just because you say to. And also, this was like a kind of a jacked up kind of thing. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be pulled aside. And I'm like, I was like, so the declaration. Y'all crazy. The declaration. Is what we said at the beginning. I am wise as a serpent.
I'm wise as a serpent.
But harmless as a dove.
Harmless as a dove.
All right. So I declare that wisdom and understanding be your closest companions. I ask that you become adept at stepping back outside of yourself when things happen. That you would climb into your Heavenly Father's lap and see from a higher perspective what is truly going on and behind every situation that you face. I pray that you take to heart the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I declare that you see with greater clarity than ever before and can have compassion and wisdom in every circumstance you face. May your eyes be open to the enemy at work so that you don't fall for his tactics. I speak a constant flow of holy intel over you, straight from Holy Spirit. You won't miss a thing. You have the mind of Christ. So this, a lot of you know from the chat, some of the stuff that I was told this weekend, like the crazy stuff my family members and friends and all were saying on to me. And so the part you don't know, most of you think, is that, oh my gosh, it was crazy, guys. Like, I think some of these people, if you were to take them to, like, a therapist, they would be like, yes, you have such and such, and, you know, you're official, and, you know, you need this man for this, and, you know, because I'm like, oh, my God. So I have one cousin, so she sees me, and for the second time, the first time she saw me, it was dark. I had on black, so they couldn't tell I was pregnant. And so the next day she sees me and she's like, are you crazy? And I was like, yes I am. And I didn't even know what she was talking about initially. And then she's like, She was like, how could you do this? How could you do this? Like, what is wrong with you? Do you not know about birth control? And I was like, what's that? And she's like, I'm like just giving it right back to her. And so she just is saying all this stuff. She's like, I can't believe it. She's like, you have a baby every year. And I said, I think your math might be a little bit off right there. And she's like, no, you have a baby every year. And I was like, 18, 13. 9 and 2. You're old. And she's like, no. And I was like, all right, every year. What are you saying? And so she's just like going on and on and on. And at the same time, the Lord is showing me that what's behind all this is she's seeing my situation from her perspective. She is like 49, 50 this year. And she has 3 different children by 3 different guys. She's raised them all alone. She's struggled. She's had abortions and all kinds of, you know. And so she can't fathom. And she did not enjoy her children. She does not enjoy her children. So she can't fathom anybody wanting more, you know. And so because of that, I didn't take offense. And when she, and in fact, I know this girl. Because she's like, you know, are you crazy and all this stuff. Did we forget to call you and ask your permission? Because you give support, you know, for all of these kids. And I'm sorry, I dumped out on this one. And she's just looking at me like, you know, like she's going on and on. And then, she almost messed up, but I passed, guys. So she almost messed up when she looked at me. I don't play with you. Don't. So anyway, she almost messed up. When it was me, yes, us, right? Just us. Yeah, Jasmine wasn't there because I think Jasmine would have handled her, okay? Because Jasmine is special. So anyway,
yes, she is.
She says, she's like, oh, and you, she's like, yeah, and you used to, when you first came into the family, this is Jermaine's side of the family, and she's like, when you first came into the family, you were so compact and your body was so nice. I said, so I'm big, fat, ugly now, huh? And she was, she ain't say nothing, you know. Then I was like, girl, your cousin's still like it, you know. And so then she was like, and then something about, you know, you had Jada and you were good, and then you had the beautiful one. And I said, wait, what? And she was like, yeah, the beautiful one. And she points to Janae. And I was like, the beautiful one? I was like, yeah, she's beautiful, but so the other ones are butt ugly? What are you saying here? What are you saying now? Like, you know, and she couldn't even answer. And I'm like, yo, this girl is crazy. Like, who does that? You know? And just the, like, the magnitude of like, it was high levels of crazy there, right? So let's just get to the declaration. Go on and on. I'm telling you, it's some real serious stuff there. But anyway, so. The declaration, wisdom and understanding are my constant companions.
Wisdom and understanding are my constant companions.
I am always able,
to
rise higher, and see a situation, with greater depth perception, and avoid wrestling with flesh and blood. So the next one I said, I declare that you are filled to overflowing with every good thing, so much so that you can't help but affect and infect others with the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Like that's one of my favorite things now. Like before we left, and it was interesting because I'm glad Evie said this to me after I came back. Thank you. Because she said, man, because she knows like everything. And she's like, I would dread going to see anybody, like, ever. And I was like, you know? Like, yeah, you know? It's always something, always, right? But I was like, before I left, I did ask the Lord, I said, okay, you gotta help me because I wanna operate in love no matter what.
Amen.
I can only control me. And it, you know, it can feel like, you know, people push these buttons to move the button, you know? And like learn who you are in Christ so that when somebody comes up and tells you, you know, like somebody was like, oh, you know, oh, you're so big now, you're so big. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of, like, I'm okay with this. Like, I'm carrying, like a little bit of weight from 6 different pregnancies in 1 year. And I don't know if it even makes sense, but I feel like kind of like proud of that. Like, that's what I have of my children that are in heaven right now. And after I have this one and I lose the weight, then I'm carrying them in my heart. But it's like, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed at all. And I'm not going to allow you to make me feel ashamed either. You know? Like, so I'm like, come again. Like, this ain't going to work, you know? So, it's just, we gotta just, like, the Lord, what the Lord said to me, I was like, you gotta help me so that I don't, like, just start going off on people and all, because I have a way of, I don't curse at anybody or call them names or anything like that, but I can be very, like, it's crazy. So, and I don't want to be that way, you know, because that's not good either. And so I was like, okay, Lord, help me to do this. And he's like, you know, get filled to stay filled. And I'm like, okay, all right, I can do that, like, yeah. You know? And it works. Like, everything she was saying to me, I was giving it back to her, but not in a nasty and, you know, mean way, because the reality is if I had said any of those things about what her situation is and what was behind all that, that would have hurt her. Sure. And she already knows, you know? And it would have been no purpose in that, you know? No good would come out of any of that. And so I was just, it excites me to know that I can go into a situation and change the atmosphere. I don't have to just succumb to whatever is waiting there for me, you know?
That's right.
So, where was I? Okay, so the declaration. I am overflowing.
I am overflowing.
With those rivers of living waters.
I change every atmosphere
that I enter into for the better with just my presence. So the next one I said, I declare that you live, truly live, and not just exist. You will not just reach your destiny, but you will enjoy the journey and help others to do the same. We like to get preoccupied with the destination. And I'm learning more and more that God loves the journey.
That's right.
He loves the process. And he wants us to as well. And, I mean, let's face it, that's like the longest part. You know, the destination is, you're there. You know, like, but this part all along the way, you know, that's the part where, like, the learning and the growth and, like, the stuff, you know, takes place. And so, my goal is to, like, and whether my prayer is for everyone, is to, like, let's learn to have fun partnering with God. And
man,
even if it's like, okay, Lord, this is not fun at all, like, you know, but what are you trying to teach me at this time? And it can turn into a fun situation. Like, God is like, you know, and it's just amazing how if you just, you just, like, a shift, you know, if you can come out of yourself and, oh, they're hurting me, and me, you know, like, come out of all that, and just, like,
yeah,
okay, Lord, what's really happening here, you know? It's an amazing thing, and it can just change everything.
Yes.
So, the declaration. I accept, receive, and live.
I accept, receive, and live.
The abundant life
Jesus came to give me.
I do not merely exist.
I thrive
as I partner with my Heavenly Father
and
whip the enemy.
Whip the enemy.
Okay, so this part, bear with me, because I read this to Jayla. I was like, this first part sounds a little funky. Because I said, I declare a holy unrest over you that causes you to refuse to stay where you are forever.
Amen.
That you would be both content, but also rise ever higher in life.
That's
right.
Like God does not just remain, like it's just not like this. You know? God is fun. He's adventurous. He's yes. just like, oh, an angel. You know? You get comfortable. We get comfortable. And then we want us to stay because we're comfortable.
Yep.
And sometimes even if that comfortable place is a negative place, we're comfortable. Mm. So anything different is like, and we gotta let go of all that and just like go with God, go with God, go with God. Like, put those blinders on like they do the horses.
Yeah.
Focus on God only. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just Him and go. You know, don't be content to remain where you are because there's always somewhere else to go. There's always something else to do, to discover, and just like have fun. Like set it in your heart, like Lord, help me. And if it's a struggle, just say, Lord, help me with this. And man, watch out, because He's gonna blow your mind. He's gonna be like, I asked for. It's like that patience prayer. Like you ask for patience and you get all these
trials.
Oh,
come on.
For you to exercise that, you know. But you got to do it. Because, I mean, we have one shot at this side. Live it up.
Yeah.
You know, like, why have this humdrum experience? You go to church every week and you think you did something. So what? The enemy go to church too. You know, like, what you do? You know what I mean? So, you the usher. You know what you're saying? Oh, like, you know, no. Like, seriously. Like, do something. And, like, I feel like more and more I'm excited. Like, I don't want to miss any opportunity when the Lord gives me a word for somebody, you know, out in the street. And, like, it was a guy recently at the, I don't know how to say it. Probably jails. I don't know. But anyway, that store. I went in there and the guy, he looked totally, and you know, looks are just that looks, and that's it. You know, you don't know what's behind it all. But I think this guy was like not a believer in any way, shape, or form. He might have been atheist or whatever. But he and that's just like the sense I got. But I left the store actually, right? We left. And then I was like, no, I gotta go back. And they were about to close. And we went back in and like we hammered this guy like with all this just like prophecy and just like God stuff. And I was like, yeah, this is what God says about you and blah blah blah. And he's looking like, what? And he was like, you've given me a whole lot to think about. And I'm just like, you don't want to miss those opportunities because you're afraid. Like that's so lame. It really is, because you don't know. You have no idea. Even like little things, like I bought a tuna fish sandwich on the way here, and I told the girl, I was like, you know, I was like, every time I come in here, you give me this really nice smile. I was like, I love seeing your smile. And that wasn't all a like thus saith the Lord kind of word, but that girl, you know, she smiled. You know, she was like, thank you so much for saying that. Like, you don't know what that person has gone through. You could be the thing to just totally turn a life around. And you're going to hold it because you're scared. You kidding me? But, you know, like, we got to get out of ourselves.
Yes.
And just, like, just do it. And even though, like, I can't tell you how many times I've given a word to. And I don't know what it is, but this is dynamic where sometimes I'll give a word and it'll go well, but I'll feel like the dummy. Like afterwards, I'll just feel like, you know, I don't know what it is. But I'm just like, whatever, I did it, Lord. Like, you know, and just go on about my business. But I refuse to hold it. I refuse to do that because you don't know. Like, it's for someone else, and then you get blessed. Like, I swear, I get more blessed.
That's right.
Like, you know, it's such an amazing thing to just like reach out and all to people in that way. And I love how the prophetic is such a door opener because like, it's a complete stranger and you coming up to them and you telling them stuff that you have no way of knowing but God.
Right.
And I love it when it's an unbeliever because they're just like, How do you know? Like the lady, she's like, did Maria send you? I'm like, who was Maria? She kept going to that too. Like, did Maria told you guys to come with me? I don't know her. But you know? But so, all right, let's get to the declaration because I'm going to talk forever, right? Okay. Because my Father is creator of all.
Because my Father is creator of all.
I am in a constant flow.
I am in a constant flow.
Moving in sync with Him.
Moving in sync with Him.
I am living in the unforced rhythms of grace. And enjoy change.
And enjoy change.
Knowing there's always more in store for me.
Knowing there's always more in store for me.
Okay, so this is the last one. It says, I declare all the best for you as I want for myself. Let's rise together. There's no ceiling. There's no walls. If you have built any for yourself, my prayer is that you would break through them and be free. So many people have I guess because of like past issues and all, they, it's this, you know, like need, you know, just need kind of thing. And I'm like, that's so stupid. It really is. One of my friends posted something on Facebook, I think yesterday, about something where a black actor was accused of raping a white woman some years ago, and they were saying that black people shouldn't care. And I'm like, are you stupid? Like, that makes absolutely no sense at all. When one is down, we're all down. You kidding me? Like, and you know, when somebody rises, like, I'm like, for me, I have a hard time understanding when someone is like really like jealous and like just like, you know, envious of others, because I'm like, you could get it too. You know, like people, you know, like look at what you have, and I'm like, if you go to the store and give them the money, they'll give it to you too. Like, do that, you know?
There you go.
Like, I just don't get that, this mentality of like, you know, I don't even remember the saying. It's something like, you know, I guess I'm looking out for me or something. I don't know. But it's stupid, you know? Like, let's go together. Let's rise together. Let's do this together. And that's one thing I really love about the environment we have here, because we all encourage each other. The love is so genuine and just palpable in this place. And I just, like, okay, I can't because I'm going to cry. So, the declaration. I declare that I will not leave this world
before receiving
and doing
everything God has for me.
So, I declare that you will not miss
anything. That's right.
The end.